Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. And, Coach, you come off three losses in the tournament in the Bahamas, and the four losses so far seem to have kind of a familiar feel to them. Are there a couple of things that are kind of a commonality about those games?
Well, I definitely think with the first three, kind of get down, you know, and then have to punch your way back and make it a fight and end up being involved in the fight with some opportunities at the end in order to, you know, needed a rebound against St. Mary's when you're down one. You go up one with a minute left. I go back to we had a three-point shot to attempt to tie it at Boise State. Colorado State, you're down 21, 20 with 13 to play there in the second half. Get it all the way down to five with three to play. And then those three games were similar. You know, what was different about the Western Kentucky game is you're up nine with 12 to play. And they switch defenses and make it tough on us. And then we get down nine and come back with a, you know, there with a minute left. Have the a play there and ends up being a turnover. So there's some similarities. But I think the big picture is you have to be aggressive. And I thought, you know, from a rebounding standpoint, that Colorado State game, able to retrieve 54% of our misses, like there's fight there. And we need to be more of a fight starter than a fight responder. And I did think that there was a lot more fight. I didn't think Western Kentucky, you know, well, it was a fight issue. I did think that, you know, we were trying. That was schematics more than anything the first time that we'd seen that. But there are some commonalities. The big overall thing that we need to do in order to get better, that kind of not only those four losses, but even in the four wins, is we are exactly at a 70% defensive rebound rate. And in those, when you lose 3-2 possession games like you did in the Bahamas, like getting from 70 to 75 is those two or three possessions that you can either eliminate for them getting offensive rebound putbacks, but it also extends opportunities to you. So we have to get better at defensive rebounding. And I know we've kind of mentioned that since the first game, so we're going to have to change some personnel in order to see if we can't make that happen.
The other thing that you always emphasize to your teams, and you've certainly talked about a lot, and it seems to have shown up a little bit in the losses against the best teams that you've played so far this season, is the importance of executing without mistakes, both offensively and defensively. And do you feel like that's a lesson that's starting to get through to your team a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it goes back to controlling the controllables, the things that you can actually accomplish and do. I think from a baseline OB standpoint, we gave up a layup on Colorado State. We gave up free throws to Western Kentucky. That stuff cannot happen where it's happening. People are going to score on baseline OBs, but they can't score on a weak side block. And I just didn't think our on-ball guy we'll switch defenses sometimes in our baseline OB defense, but I think our on-ball guy, I think that message has hopefully got across. We've had some pretty intensive film sessions, as you can imagine, these past 36 hours since we've been back. And then at the same time, I think that what we're doing from a post-defense perspective when our five-man is on, like, we've given up way too many baskets off the ball on those situations. And those two games, whether it be Colorado State, whether it be Western Kentucky, I think those film sessions and just being able to accentuate how much we're leaving on the table by us not understanding our assignments. And I think those are really controllable. So I think schematically there's a better idea that we need to do from a defensive perspective. And I think that's probably where you can have the most control in order to ensure that the holes that we had are closed.
You made a reference to this earlier, but certainly your biggest concern going into the Western Kentucky game was the way you had started against Colorado State the first half. You felt like there was a kind of a lack of fight and so yeah. forth. And certainly, as you said, that seemed to be much better against Western Kentucky. And is that encouraging when those messages kind of get through and you see that turnaround?
It would have been really discouraging if you go in and then you don't respond in the second half. And it's like, man, like that message may have fell on low care factor, ears that aren't necessarily hearing. And so, no, it's not that these guys haven't responded. They have. And, again, it's we need to be a little bit more aggressive. I think that you can, from the eye test, you can see some guys are pretty aggressive. I think Emmanuel Okorafor does a good job. You see Drake Kendall kind of turn up pressure when he's able to come in. And so there's a little bit of that I think that we can do a better job of making sure our combinations of when pressure needs to be applied. Some of it's obviously contingent upon foul trouble, but we can do a better job with combinations of just understanding when pressure needs to be applied and the reads that are necessary in order to put ourselves in a good spot defensively. But I think that there's a lot of data to be taken from these eight games. And, the truth is I went back and I looked at all the teams that went 0-3 there at a really good tournament there in the Battle for Atlantis. And I think three of a four-year stretch, those 0-3 teams went to the NCAA tournament. Was looking, the year when I was at Baylor, we had won it in 2016. I actually remember watching that seventh-place game in 2017, and it was Purdue versus Arizona. And both of those teams were 0-2 going into that game. Purdue ends up winning, ends up having a 30-win year. Arizona ends up losing, walking out of there 0-3, and ends up having a 27-win year. So I go back to, it really is your response. You need to be exposed. You don't want to get exposed in February, and you need to make sure, that it's the first time we've seen zone defense, and it took us a few possessions in order to really handle that. And it's the first time we've seen a box and one, and that one didn't go quite as smoothly. And we were able to address some things, not only just from, hey, if we see this again, but also an overall writing theme on how do we take advantage when they're trying to eliminate a certain guy? Where are the holes that we can kind of fill in order to give ourselves an offensive advantage? So I think there's a lot that we take away from that's going to propel our growth.
And we will continue with Paul Mills on our weekly discussion right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at gocitywide.com. That's GoCityWide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with head coach Paul Mills on our men's basketball podcast. And coach, one other trend or tendency I wanted to talk with you about a little bit, and it hasn't been every game certainly, but certainly Boise State first half against Western Kentucky, you missed a fair number of shots close to the basket. And is that concentration? What has to happen there to kind of eradicate that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like, I mean, I'm telling you that, you know, players aren't missing that on purpose, right? They're trying to make those shots. I think some of it's just development. Like, we have to make sure that, A, finishing is something that we kind of focus on every day. You know, I'm a big believer in you got to get players better. You have to find a way to get players better. And the better we can get the player, the better we can get the team. So we honestly spend somewhere about at least 30 minutes every single day of just getting better. And then games like you just mentioned, Boise State, Western Kentucky, shots around the rim, like now you can kind of emphasize the focus and make things difficult and more challenging during the individual development sessions in order to assist these guys. So it's not that, one, I'm glad we're getting those shots, and now two, it's we need to do a better job in practice sessions, individual development sessions, in order to assist these guys in their progressions there.
And speaking of that, Michael Gray really had a rough three games shooting the ball in the Bahamas. Obviously, he's shown his capabilities. He started the season a little slow, then hit a couple in the second half of the second game. That kind of propelled him a little bit. You've worked with guys for many years on things like that, and what do you have to kind of do with someone to maybe get the confidence back or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I definitely think that from, you know, any time that you're always asking yourself when you're dealing with really good players and players who have a certain ability is like, are they doing the right things? And if they're doing the right things, you don't penalize them for not the right results, right? If they're doing the wrong things, they're taking the wrong shots, they're forcing it, the ball hasn't necessarily touched the paint or got below the free throw line. When they're doing the wrong things and you're getting the wrong results, then you definitely, you know, that those are learning curves that guys have to understand. I think when you look back at Mike, is he doing the right things but not getting the right results? What you do is you just keep encouraging him to do the right things. Like, eventually that stuff would fall. You know, I think you and I both understand that when we do the right things and things don't necessarily go our way, you don't panic, you don't move away and deviate from, you know, all of a sudden start doing the wrong things and swing to the other side. This kind of stuff happens. You know, they're in baseball, they have slumps from really good players. So you kind of understand this through the course. But what we have to recognize is there's got to be some other players who can help us fill in the gaps. You know, you can't have everybody off on a particular night. So you just need to maintain your work. I think what happens a lot with shooters is, man, I had a bad night. Then they come in and they try to make 500, you know, the following day at practice. And then when they're shooting it really well, they don't get in the gym at all. I think what happens, you can't ride that roller coaster. Just be consistent about your work. And I think Mike's doing the right things. I know, you know, 2 for 19 is a tough stretch there in the Bahamas. But again, back home, I don't know how many people who are actually listening to this would prefer Wichita over the Bahamas from a weather perspective. It's snowing right now as you and I are sitting here, but I do. And so being able to get back here, like, let's get back to what we do and the work that we need to do in order to give ourselves a chance. But again, you got to evaluate, is he doing the right things and getting the wrong result? If so, you just keep encouraging a player.
And I was going to say, I'm sure over all this time you've realized that if they are doing the right things, as you talked about, the importance of them feeling you still have confidence in them to go ahead and take those shots and so forth.
Yeah, if you just start panicking after every time something doesn't go your way, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs. And so you need to be steady. You need to make sure you're steadfast. It's not good just to ride the emotional roller coaster. You have children. I have children. It's not good to go down that same path that sometimes that children do and just find yourself mentally drained because all you do is hold your finger up in the air and base everything you do on the temperature of the day. So, you know, this is cliche, but you do have to be more thermostat and set the tone and understand. But again, what we can control is do a better job defensively. And that can a lot of times alleviate the 2-for-19. You know, both of those teams, Colorado State and Western Kentucky, shot well over a point per possession. I think one was a 1.27, which is way too high. I think we went from a top 40 defensive team from just the raw numbers to a mid-80 defensive team just over the course of those two games. So we have to be better, but again, you have to go back to our evaluate, are you doing the right things with the wrong results? If so, just you got to maintain your confidence and encouragement.
Will Berg came to you with very little actual playing experience in his 2 years at Purdue, and certainly he's had some good moments. He's had some tough times, and what is maybe the key for him having a few more of those good moments consistently?
Yeah, I think that we need to do a good job of being able to counter some of what's occurring out there defensively, organically, right? You're not going to be able to have, you can, but you're probably not going to be able to practice much defense if you do this, to have 500 sets for every single scenario that you see. And so to be in that position, to have, now there's a package for every single player. This is how we get player, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shots. And there's a package that we have that can kind of incorporate those guys. Sometimes the execution isn't what it needs to be. But there are things in place in order to help those guys. What I think has to happen, and we've worked on this quite a bit since we've been back actually, is it has to happen organically. How do you get post touches organically? How do we make sure that we can take away when people are denying? What are we jumping into when we see KG being face fronted like that? And so we've worked on it. We've covered it in the film room. We'll see. I think what was different about Western Kentucky versus any other of the other games that we played is they were doubling him from the baseline side. And so they were kind of overplaying the middle, trying to get him to turn baseline, and then they had people there. And he was able to wrestle some balls away, but that's new. And so I think a lot of stuff that happened, you know, to Western Kentucky, and they were doing a lot of different things to us that – I think all of that allows you to get a better understanding about how to counter some of this. And, you know, for him, just doesn't have much in the way of experience of actual playing time. So this stuff does help. But from a coaching standpoint, we have to do a better job from a formation in order to allow these touches, allow us to get to the rim, allow us to make simpler decisions. And so hopefully I feel good about what we have in place. We'll be able to see how this plays out over the course of the next couple of weeks. But I do think that if guys understand, we can get actions via formations, and this is kind of what we're looking for, that'll translate to a little bit easier on KG, on Will, on all of our players, to be honest.
We will continue our discussion with Paul Mills right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back with Paul Mills as we continue our discussion of Shocker men's basketball. Coach, Brian Amunique, one of your transfers, came in from Fresno State, and you have talked about how good a player he's going to be. It's just a matter of when. 11 points against Western Kentucky in the first half, and was maybe the most pleasing thing about that. He's a very capable three-point shooter, but it wasn't a bunch of threes. He scored in several different ways.
Yeah, you know, I do believe Brian's going to be a good player. You know, I think the question that a lot of coaches don't know is when. You know, when is it actually going to click? And he's learning. He's kind of figuring it out. He does have some potential. He played really well during practice sessions in the 30 that led up to the game. It hadn't necessarily translated for him from a basketball perspective. He's behind right now Caron Boyd, who really provides a lot to us offensively and defensively. And so there's moments when Brian's able to get in, and I've been disappointed for him that it hadn't translated, simply because there was a lot of success via practice sessions, and at the same time, I just thought his work was really well. So was happy to see some of that. A lot of that was due to foul trouble. You know, we had Mike over there and Drake Kendall over there on the bench with two fouls, and so he was able to stay out there a little bit longer, even with Caron. We usually just kind of sub one in, one out. And so, you know, the time that he's getting right now, he needs to capitalize on. And, you know, how do I turn this 5 minutes into six and then this six into eight? And so I was happy to see him do well offensively. there's work to do just to understand the things I need to do defensively. But he actually does a good job. He is the highest on our team in steal percentage. And so he's got enough length to be disruptive. Right now, it's just a better understanding of positioning for him.
You mentioned Caron Boyd, and to me, he's one of those players that you have to be careful not to take for granted. He does so many things well, and certainly defend and rebound, but he's scoring a little more, and is some of that just from gaining a little more understanding? He's new to the program of where those opportunities are.
Does a great job of spacing and kind of keeping people away, and then he scores in a variety of ways. A phenomenal offensive rebounder. You know, we've challenged him. You need to be the best defender in the country, and we're going to put you on the opposition's best player. You know, if they're in that 1-4 category, and you need to accept that challenge, he embraces it. And at the same time, he can get offensive rebound, keep possessions alive. He's a good cutter. He's making corner threes at a 44% rate. And then at the same time, I think, as we saw the other night, he's the one that kind of went into a pushdown and backed his guy down. Because 6'5", 225, you know, he can go get a paint touch and kind of get over the top of some players. And he's the one that stretched it to a 9-point lead for us. And you could see that, you know, Western Kentucky, they wanted to change things on account of Caron and other players on the court. So, yeah, just don't take him for granted. One of our coaches the other day said, man, we really need to get on Caron over this possession. And I said, man, it's like asking to get on a 90% free throw shooter for that one that they missed. Like, yes, there are some lapses there, but he does a lot of things really well to kind of hide some mistakes from other guys.
We will continue with Paul Mills right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear. Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCH careers.com.
back on our podcast with Paul Mills. And Coach, this week, a couple of different challenges. Mount Marty comes in, an NAIA school from South Dakota. You've played friends the last couple of years, and why playing an opponent like that, and how do you try to mix it into the schedule at the right time?
Yeah, friends has been either before an MTE, which happened before we went to South Carolina a couple of years ago. And then last year, the Christmas game after Christmas, you know, you're always a little worried about that when your guys have been away for 4 or 5 days. You know, just talking and visiting with coaches. You know, last year, you know, UConn was in Maui for those 3 games. They end up going 0-3, and they go back and was kind of visiting with people on just their scheduling philosophy after playing 3 games in 3 days and kind of how they approach it. And Marty Gross is a longtime assistant here at Wichita State, was with Coach Marshall when he first came, and he and I worked together at Rice. And we needed a game early, but I knew how tough it would be, 3 games in 3 days coming back. And didn't matter if we were 3-0, 0-3, really didn't matter what our record was. I knew 3 games in 3 days would take a lot out of us. And they said that they were available, and I said, would you like to come back to the Roundhouse? So I think a lot of these, you know, end up playing one non-D1 every year. From a budget perspective, it makes sense. I don't know if fans understand. This isn't football to where it costs you $1 million to get an opponent to come play a game at your place. But it is expensive, and so they don't demand the same amount of money, and we're allowed to play one non-D1. And so I think the timing of it coming after an MTE, just knowing we were traveling 3 games in 3 days, we needed enough prep work in order to get Northern Iowa. And to be honest with you, I mean, we're really anxious to play simply because we have a number of things to work on, and we'd like to see how this plays out.
That's my next question. Just what are a couple of things that you are most interested in seeing how they improve through this game?
Yeah, I mean, again, what we need to do is understand what we're trying to do. Like where does the ball need to get to? What are the reads that need to be made from an offensive execution standpoint? And then we need to do – our shot radius needs to expand. Like, we are right at the 70% mark at defensive glass, and we need to get north of 75. We've got to find a way. So I've always believed that if things aren't going well, the first thing you change is effort. Second thing you change is personnel. The last thing you change is scheme. You start throwing young guys different schemes, it makes it really tough on them. So we're going to end up changing some personnel to see if that can't get us a little bit higher above that 75% mark, and get some guys in there who can translate and allow us to defensive rebound. But what we're doing is these perimeter shots, and we'll see those out of Mount Marty on Tuesday night. These perimeter shots, our shot radius has to expand. You're watching us kind of run into the paint and getting close to the restricted arc, and the balls are bouncing over our head. And we need to make sure that there's a savviness and an IQ to us to understand, like, our shot radius on account of these long shots, we have to, it has to be bigger than it would be on a close shot. So we've worked on it, we've talked about it, we've seen it a ton in film, and we'll see how this translates.
You make a trip to Northern Iowa at the end of the week, and as much as rosters change, teams are so different now, but Ben Jacobson's still the coach there. You played them last year, so do you have a certain expectation of at least how they'll probably play?
I don't. I've watched zero Northern Iowa film. You know, we're, what are we, 5 days away from playing that game, and so you usually jump into it, you know, 4 days prior to the game. So all of that to say, I haven't. I know they're really good. I know Northern Iowa is a tough place to play, being a former Missouri Valley foe. I know their fans will be excited about playing this game, and we need some tough competition to see how we react. And to be honest, I'm happy this one's happening on the road, because we need to go into a different environment. As I mentioned to the guys, a conference tournament, an NCAA tournament, is not played as much as I want it to be in Coke Arena. And we need to find a way in order to our game to travel in a way that we're doing the things necessary in order to get the desired outcome.
And that was, you kind of answered my next question, but it is your last game away from here until you get into conference play. So I was going to ask you about the importance. You've been really close in four games away from home in getting a win in those situations.
Yeah, you hate to say, like, man, you know what? Like, this is our last opportunity. But I kind of, like, you feel like that. Like, man, we've got to make some strides here, and it is our last opportunity in the non-conference season. But, you know, you're going to play really tough teams in the American on the road, and we need to make sure that we can get some level of confidence and play well and do the things that are necessary in order to give us the desired outcome. This is, you know, Nick Saban 101. You can't get caught up in the outcome. You're doing yourself a disservice. You have to be caught up in the moment, the steps you need to take in that moment in order to get the outcome, because that's a byproduct of doing the right thing. So we need to be focused on doing the right things.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's our podcast with head coach Paul Mills for this week. Again, Shocker basketball home on Tuesday night against Mount Marty at Northern Iowa on Saturday night. Thanks for being with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.